Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but it's really important to the success of the research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from anyone that completes the survey. Are you there?
Survey about.
It's about the direction in which the country is headed. Generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very dissatisfied with the
Somewhat
direction?
satisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied?
Yeah.
When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important will you say each of these issues are to you, using a scale from 0 to 10, when 0 means not important and 10 means that you really care about it? K-12 education, what do you think of that one from 0 to 10?
Say that again.
K-12 education?
I'm not sure what that is.
Is that a 0?
Oh, you said education?
Yes, K-12 education.
Oh, K-12. Oh, no, that's 10.
Healthcare?
Carl, probably, that's a 10.
Immigration?
Immigration may be, maybe an 8, 7, 7.
Reproductive freedom?
8.
Student loan debt?
Student loan debt, 6.
Climate change?
6.
Inflation and the cost of living?
7.
Criminal justice reform?
6.
Racism and discrimination?
10.
Jobs and wages?
8.
Crime and violence? Democracy.
8.
Voting rights.
10.
Abortion rights.
Abortion 10. Freedom.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but sometimes when it comes up, that prevents from people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024? From
10.
10. 10.
Yeah.
What is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, Asian?
African-American. American is African.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Do you think of yourself as a male or something else?
I'm born a male, but thou male.
Okay. What year were you born?
1956.
What's the highest level of education you completed?
Certificate of completion, trade school.
No matter how frequently you vote, in the elections, how much power you do feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matter to you from 0 to 10. Do you think your vote has power?
Yeah, 8. I think that power. How much power one vote can offer?
How much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most on your community from 0 to 10? How much power you feel that the black community
7.
Has? Gotcha.
7.
Please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. I will right now name them. 0 means that you're not favorable towards them, and 10, it means that you're very favorable, very warm. Brian Kemp. Do you know who Brian Kemp is?
Yeah. 5.
5 is neutral.
Who?
5 is neutral, my bad.
Yeah. new colonial.
Okay, John Ossoff.
John Ossoff. I don't know who he is.
Okay.
Just put neutral.
Andrea Dickens.
Six.
Brad Raffensperger. Raffensperger? Yeah. Brad, you know who
I'm not.
Is? Okay.
I don't know who he is.
J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance, a one.
Okay. Rafael Warnock.
Eight on ten, on nine.
Zero.
Nine.
Oh, nine.
Yep.
Tim Walsh.
Tim Walsh, give me a nine on Tim Walsh.
If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Shane?
Kamala Harris. Kamala.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the U.S. Election for the Congress were held today, for whom will you vote to be the House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
For who do you vote back in 2020 election? Do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Joserkin, Howie Hutchins, or anyone else?
Biden.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Some people said that no matter who people vote for, it will make a difference what happens. Others said that who people vote for can make a big difference. What happens in your mind? Does voting make no difference, small difference, or a moderate difference, or a big difference? What do you think of voting?
I think it's an eight. It makes a difference.
Below, I'm going to say a list of people from 0 to 10, and 5 is not sure. 0 certainly did not prevent progress, and 10 certainly prevent progress. Vice President Harris, do you think he prevented progress or did not prevent progress, or are you not sure?
One, did not prevent progress.
Okay. COVID recovery, COVID-19 recovery? Did that prevent progress from 0 to 10?
Yeah, 8. I want to have my, 4, I mean.
Oh, okay. 4? Yeah. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
Did not, so they did not prevent progress, so.
0?
Was that 8? Yeah, 0.
Okay. Your local mayor?
Neutral.
Black borders?
Neutral.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
Neutral.
All right. Below, it's a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one of them, please indicate how much you believe that will motivate you to vote. So 0 will not motivate you at all. 5, not sure. And 10 will strongly motivate you.
I will start with...
What?
Oh, somebody said something. I'm sorry. Say it again.
Okay, Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made towards the collective Black power. While there's still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to the future progress. Does that motivate you?
Yeah.
10?
Yeah, that motivates me. 10, yeah.
Okay, because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is protected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. Does that motivate you or does not?
Yes. Yes, that motivates me. Yes.
Because we demanded the funds for HBCU, the American Rescue Plan, have invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. So they're giving a lot of aid for HBCU colleges. What do you think of that one?
I like that, Tim.
Because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandate body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors fail, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. What do you think of that statement?
What was that?
It's about the cameras on the officers that they have mandated to, you know, for all officers to have one.
And we need that because we got some crooked cops out there.
Right. Because we voted in March and the Consumers Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau commitment to easing funds for financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. What do you think of that one? They're changing the credit card late fees from $32 to $8.
I like that too. I like it. That's, yeah.
Love okay. That. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. No matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you think that your vote has from 0 to 10? 0, not a lot of power. 10, a lot of power.
I have to say 10.
10? What do you think of the, how do you feel the power that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter the most on your community from 0 to 10?
8.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. It's a long way up, you know, until then. But sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote from a 0 to 10? A 0, yeah. Not likely, and 10, extremely likely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thinking back to the past 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
It's got better.
It's got better. Do you consider yourself one heterosexual, straight, or anything else?
Straight, heterosexual.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, widow?
Married.
Married. Are you the parent of any children under 18?
Stepchildren, yes. One.
Are you... Okay, you're not Hispanic or Latino, are you?
No.
Okay. In the politics today, do you consider your... I would say that you're not Hispanic, not Latino, none of that. All right. In the politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
How will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily, laid off,
full-time.
Unemployed? Full-time.
Full-time.
In the last 2023, what were your family income? Less than 24,000, over 100,000. You can say it. Over 100. Gotcha. Well, this concludes our survey. We appreciate your time, and thank you. Hey, have yourself a good day. Thank you, man.
Yeah.